If you want to get yourself started with fitness at home, if somebody's listening now, they're making a list, what should you do? Where do you start?
So my first tip would definitely be to kind of create an exercise space, whether that is you can use your garage, whether that is a spare bedroom, whether that is an extra spare room you have that you can use to put your stuff out and have as your exercise domain, so to speak. Making sure you've got the right kit. It's important that even if you're exercising at home, you wear the right thing so you can exercise safely. Music. You've got one of my favourite songs on to exercise to, which is probably
quite cringe-worthy.
Yeah, I do like this one, I have to say, which most of my friends know, and they despair whenever I put it on. But music can really motivate you. Having a playlist that kind of triggers you into that exercise zone, and different beats of music will help you perform in different ways. So if it's something that's uplifting, if it's something that makes you feel happy, makes you feel energized, you're much more likely to feel motivated to exercise. So I think music's really, really key. I think variety is essential, having different types of exercise that you do so that you mix it up. People get really bored doing the same thing, and I think that's been a little bit of the problem with people who've been used to the gym. They do one type of exercise and therefore don't have that variety and don't necessarily feel comfortable doing different types of things. So, mix up some power walks. If you don't like running, maybe give it a go. If you've got an old bike, get out on that and then do some home stuff, maybe do an online class. So have variety in things as well. And then I think probably one of my kind of key things I always say to people is set some goals. Now, we all set goals on a day-to-day basis, whether that is connected to our work, whether that's connected to personal challenges, but setting them connected to your exercise is really, really important. And that might be you set yourself a long-term goal for the whole of lockdown, and it doesn't always have to be something massively challenging, running a 5K in 25 minutes. It can be small things. It could be being able to sustain running for 2 or 3 minutes. It could be trying to do 3 home workouts a week. It might be going to that 7 p.m. yoga session every Friday. And also within that, having set goals for every single workout you do. We all like to feel kind of positive and we all like to feel like we're achieving. And if we set these small goals, every session can leave us feeling quite pumped and feeling energized and feeling like we've achieved. So I think that's another really important thing. And then my kind of, I suppose, the final thing I would always say to people is whatever exercise you are doing, try and get outside to do something active, because being out in the fresh air is so important. Even if it's just a 20-minute walk in the morning, that will help not just your health and fitness, but also your mental well-being. And there's nothing out there that will ever say getting physically active is bad for you. It's always going to benefit you both mentally and physically.
Yeah, it's one of those things, I think, and I found this when I first did the Couch to 5K. Sometimes you don't want to go out and do it, but you never come back regretting it. You never come back feeling worse than when you went out.
No, and I think that's always the challenge for people who don't exercise, is that they don't know that you get that feeling. However hard it is to push yourself out there, that sense of satisfaction afterwards is what, anybody that's a regular exerciser has days they don't want to do it, but they know you get that positive feeling afterwards. And that's what makes people go out when it's wet and it's cold, maybe they're tired, because you will feel better. Why I personally, one thing I do is I always exercise first thing in the morning. I know sometimes that means I have to get up quite early, but I find if I leave it later, sometimes things can throw me off in the day. If I go early and I do it early, it sets me up for the day. I think I'm more productive at work. I think I'm probably just a better person generally if I've got out and done something.